Welcome to Unlimited Parenting, where we discuss what it's like having children with disabilities or special healthcare needs. My name is Allison, and today with me is my partner in crime, Melissa, and we would like to welcome you to everybody's favorite podcast, Bring Your Own Topic. This is a podcast series where I ask people to come in blindly with a topic, and then we are going to discuss. Today is a little unique because it will just be myself and Melissa, and we will discuss topics that are completely unknown to one another. She has no idea what I'm about to say. I have no idea what she's about to say, and we're committed to keeping the recording faithful. So there should not be a lot of edits. We're just going to roll with it. I think that's what makes it fun.
And makes me sweat.
It makes her sweat.
I'm nervous.
And I have fun.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's only fair that you go first.
What? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so this is a very light. Well, it's kind of lighthearted.
Okay. I'm ready.
I want to know. This comes from personal experience. So, and this could be a couple of things. So where this came...
There's so many qualifiers. I'm scared.
Where this came to me was today when I was putting my child in the backseat of my car. And I'm like, what the crap is all of this? What is this stuff?
Oh, in your
in
car?
The back of my car.
Okay.
Where
okay.
my child sits. My child with special health care needs. With,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
So... I looked at the back seat of my car, and it reminded me of what the bottom of our diaper bag used to look like.
Right.
And I have graduated, and we are no longer, I mean, he's still in diapers, but we don't need a diaper bag anymore. And that was, hallelujah, one of the best days of my life when we could give up the diaper bag. But now it is all just in the back seat of my car.
Instead of contained in a bag.
It's not contained. So I think what I thought I was giving up actually created more of a mess. So I'm thinking I need to get some sort of a containment system now for the back of the car. But
genius.
Right? But I don't know if it would work. The things in which I found, I have listed some of them. And I just wanted to know if this was normal or I am just...
You want me to tell you you're a weirdo?
I'm transporting pig pen around, I think. I don't know. I'm going to clean my car this weekend. That's the other thing that I
always say that, and then I have it for the last couple of weeks. Okay, I'm ready.
So we have blocks. We have so many blocks and beads. They're beadable blocks. So, you know, my kid is obsessed with beads right now, and they're the wooden beads and the shoelace that goes through them. So those types, they are everywhere in my car.
Do you want me to give you the equivalent of what's in mine?
Yeah.
So I don't have beads, but I have fidget spinners.
Okay.
Probably 14.
Okay. What I have chewies, a tangled mess of chewy necklaces that are all one blob right now.
So my son won't use the necklaces, but he likes those. I don't know. They're probably like 7 or 8 inches.
Uh-huh.
They're like the munchkin for kids that are teething, but they're the really long ones. And they're not like Sophie the giraffe who had that one hole, you know, and then she would get mold all up in her.
Ooh, yes.
But these ones are, they're hollow.
Do these ones vibrate?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have that one too. Okay. But since that one was $45, I try to watch it a little more closely.
Yeah. But you don't throw it on the back seat of your car?
The way I have seen my son get in the car and pick one off the ground.
I know.
And I go, you know what? Just buckle up.
That's where I'm going with this.
Just buckle up.
Oh, my word. That's, I think, how Reese has avoided COVID for so long. I'm sorry. I think
that's how Silas gets everything.
So there were some French fries. There was a half-eaten English muffin that the peanut butter had been dried up on.
Okay.
I am not a disgusting person.
No.
With a lot of temper.
No, this is the kids. This is the kids' seats. This is the kids' seats. Mine has 2 weeks ago, we went to Starbucks for a hot chocolate. And every time we get out of the car, I say, hey, I need you to. This is a true. I don't care. I mean, you guys can feel the way you feel about me. every time we get out of the car, I say we need to get two things. Let's just pick up two things. And I know there are parents out there who say, you know, what we enter the car with, we leave the car with, and that everything always gets picked up.
That's a good idea.
I'm trying to survive. I say pick up two things. And for...
We're all in different spots.
I know. For 2 weeks, I have been saying, please make one of those two things, that Starbucks cup. I am so scared to lift the lid. And he goes, Mom, it's totally empty. And I'm like, I don't know
who I'm...
I wouldn't believe that.
I don't believe
at all. Hey, I'll come clean it out because I still can't smell from when I had COVID years ago.
That's right.
I am the perfect person for that kind of. And maybe that's the other problem in my car. My car might smell, and I can't smell it. And my non-verbal child is not telling me that it smells. I don't know.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to get in the car.
Maybe that's why school pickup
is so bad.
I don't know this one.
No. You're selling yourself way too short. Okay. I've recently been in your car and it does not stink.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I appreciate that.
The big black, I don't know about.
Oh,
I don't know about her.
No. Well, my husband drives that. I can't promise anything on that. There's some sweaty shoes in there. There is some.
Well, at least you can see out of it. Your daughter's car, you can't even see out of.
See out of it.
I hope she listens to this.
I hope she does too.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
The other thing I found were some progress reports that were shoved under the floor mat. And I'm like, holy moly, that needs to go in my IEP binder. What am I? Who am I? I am a parent center employee. That is not a filing system I should be proud of.
So I had, it's the beginning of the year, so we had to update all of our insurance. And I didn't have my insurance cards on me. So I foolishly said, I will take the form with me. Yesterday, I turned in this form. Covered in coffee. It was covered. She was like, can you actually reread this number to me?
Because I can't
even read it. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
This is making me feel so much better.
Good. I'm so glad.
Okay. Okay. So there was some IEP stuff. I have this. You will not have. I had
a G-tube.
I have some G-tube supplies in there. Yep. Because you never know. You just never know when you're going to need. You just don't.
So that's true. Yeah. I don't have G-tube supplies, but can I tell you, I have three sizes of diapers because you never know.
Diapers is next. I don't have three sizes. I just have three diapers.
I also have to keep a spare set of shorts and underwear at all times.
That is such a good idea, and I usually do, and I don't have that right now. I need to put that back in.
Can you imagine if we kept all of this in a bag?
That's my point. So it used to be in this nice little container called a diaper bag. And then I was so excited to graduate from the diaper bag. But I'm thinking it needs more containment.
And I still need these things. Yeah. And I know a lot of people have big feelings on this. And I respect that. But Shein,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, I don't
know. And I know we're anti-consumerism right now. Cheap plastic. But there is something to be said about how cheap they have those storage containment. If you go to Shein and you car accessories or whatever.
Really?
Oh my gosh. The stuff that they have on there is stuff I would have never. They have car trash cans.
Okay.
And I can almost get behind that.
Yeah.
Because.
Absolutely.
What do we call those things on the doors?
The trash can. In our car.
You
know where your straw wrapper goes? In the door.
The most embarrassing thing, I think, that, well, not the most, but one of the most embarrassing things that has ever happened to me is my husband of almost 17 years coming out to the van and going, jeez, oh, me's, as he's taking out all of these receipts. Oh. He's like, Panda Express twice in 1 week. Are we going for a goal?
Yes, we are.
A personal best. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you don't
score,
don't bring your negativity to me.
Exactly.
Are you just jealous that I didn't bring you spring rolls?
Yes, that's what it is. I sometimes.
Oh, no.
Those receipts, I throw those away, though, so that there's not evidence.
That's true. I imagine
just get a mobile receipt from Starbucks.
If there were no children and our cars could be whatever we wanted them to be,
yes.
You would have honey in your car.
Yeah.
You would have, what were you? Okay. You would have.
It's nature's amoxicillin.
You would have honey and bread. You'd have a bread box. Mary, you'd have a bread box, honey, bread. You'd have tortilla chips. You'd have salsa. You'd have a fridge where you can keep your salsa.
Are you going to say Cherry Coke Zero?
You know, Cherry.
I currently have that in my trunk. I have to hide it in there for my son. So that's where it is.
You have a Taylor Swift.
Check. Already done.
What is that called? The thing that people, is it a windscreen? You put it in your car when it's hot so the sun doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yours would be Taylor Swift. When she has that big purple dress, the all fanned out.
It would be. Yeah.
Remember when she didn't
speak now. Sorry.
Yeah. Remember when she didn't brush out her curls?
I do, but that was back then. That was the early 2000s. None of us did.
Yeah, that's true.
They were the Utah curls.
Who am I?
Exactly.
To judge a billionaire.
So anyways, all this to say, I'm looking, I needed some camaraderie to say that I wasn't alone.
Thank you
very much. Okay.
We have library books on the bottom of the floor of our car. Homework.
Oh, yeah.
At least three coats. At least. Stuffies.
We don't have that.
Many Squishmallows. I'm worried if we were ever in an accident, I could tell, you know, like a first responder, there are three kids in my car, and they would be like, all we can find are the Squishmallows.
There should be a kid attached to them. Okay. Well, I feel better. I feel
good. I'm glad. Now I want to know if you could have anything in your car that you don't currently have. What would it be?
More cup holders. I hate my car.
I have 18.
So does my husband's car. Big Black used to have so many cup holders, and now my car has like two.
Your little car, though, in the back seat, does it have the thing that comes down in the... Oh, no. Is this a story?
Well, it has one of those things that comes... Yeah, it's kind of a story. It has a thing that comes down and you can access the trunk because it's an all-wheel drive car that you can put skis through.
What is this car that you can do that and the battery's in the back?
It is in the back.
What in the German automaking is exactly happening here?
Exactly. And so we refrain from using that pull down because Reese will now throw stuff in the trunk. He can access the trunk. He could potentially crawl through that. So we don't encourage that access.
All I'm imagining is you're driving to McCall. Someone is honking at you because Reese has stuck his hand through the taillight and he's just waving at cars.
I mean, I would realize that he wasn't there.
No, of course. But that's where
it happened. Yeah. I mean,
Griswold family Christmas. That's where I've gone.
Absolutely. That's why we don't use those cup holders. So in a new car,
I want more cup holders.
Cup holders.
How many do you think? There are six of you, so at least six.
Well, that's a four-seater car, though. Like, there's my whole family.
I guess we'd have to get a new car, too, huh?
I would just want...
There's a roof rack.
Yeah, I would just want... I have two right now. I would like four. I would like one in the door.
Okay, so...
Holder. Yeah.
It surprises me that you don't have one in the door.
I don't. Yeah, I have one in the middle, and then you can pull up my console, and you can have another in the middle, but then my arm hits it. It's just not user-friendly.
I would like you to know, before I say this, that I bought this car used. My minivan is a Honda Odyssey. I did purchase it used. The people who owned it before me were total ballers. I don't know what they did for jobs, but they had all the bells and whistles on this son of a gun. It's got these like blackout shades.
Wow.
I know. And my brother's going to listen to this podcast and go, that comes standard on a Honda Odyssey.
Oh.
They have blackout shades.
Calm down, Danny.
Comment down. For those of you who don't know, my brother is a manager at a car dealership.
Does he really listen to our podcasts?
Sometimes.
It's awesome.
Sometimes when I make him.
What great support. Sorry.
Yeah, I share his TikToks. I was just about to say it, and then I'm like, wait, what if that's not the place that he works?
Good job.
Oh, and the car also has a vacuum.
Oh, that's right.
It has a vacuum. And when I tell you that the 2025 has a fridge... You know what I want?
You up with a loner or something.
I know, regular.
You need actual perspective from a family.
Those Kia Carnivals, okay.
Goodness.
They're
sorry, that.
But I have to tell you about this.
Okay.
The Kia Carnival.
Okay.
It's an 11-seater. This 11-seater, hold on, hear me out here. It's not sold in the United States.
Oh.
Why? I don't know. But the Kia Carnival 11-seater, the seats can turn. Like, you know, when you're on a metro and you're sitting the wrong way?
Yeah.
And you get stomach sickness? Yeah. Maybe that's just me.
No, I do.
The way my son would the Ford Taurus spin thing like in that son of a gun, he would just sit there and make the chair spin.
Wait, it doesn't like lock while you're driving?
I'm sure it does.
I feel like.
But I feel like he would break it and it would spin. And I'm almost
like a tilt-a-whirl.
I realize that's completely unsafe.
Well, as long as you were strapped into
but
that.
He's a century seeker. And if he could spin in the car, it would make car rides so much easier. So if you're out there and you're listening, can you make a spinning seat?
Kia USA.
Kia. Honda.
A spinny seat.
Hyundai.
Honda. I don't know.
How many BMW?
Ford.
What about a Jaguar? Oh, GMC? Chevrolet?
What are we doing?
I don't know, but my husband would be so proud of me right now. Okay, remember, okay. I'm not going to edit any of this out.
We're not.
I guess it's time for my turn.
It is.
Okay, now mine sucks in comparison to that.
You're the one that wanted me to go first.
I know, mine sucks. Okay, I wanted to talk about, and this isn't going to shock you at all.
Oh.
I wanted to talk about something emotionally and politically charged.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. But for real, I do.
Okay.
I want to talk about handling all of this change and moving forward when the future is so unpredictable.
Okay.
Because
you want to talk to me about
it? I want to talk to you about it. Everything is changing.
Yeah.
So there's a new administration.
Yep.
Every time that changes, it's
yeah.
a whole bunch of stuff.
Yep.
I think more particularly, it's the dissolving of the Department of Education.
Yeah.
So families of children with disabilities, IDEA, it's not just a policy. It's more of a lifeline.
Absolutely.
Like a protection that mm-hmm. my child is going to receive a free and appropriate public education.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say this, and I'm hoping that we're having this conversation and you're listening to this conversation, no matter where you fall on the political divide, because that's not what this conversation is about. You could be the most left-leaning or the most right-leaning.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter in this conversation. Mm-hmm. IDEA existed before the Department of Education. So let's just all.
And I don't think a lot of people know that.
I don't think a lot of people. And I don't think I knew that prior to 3 months ago. I don't think I'd ever thought about it that way.
Exactly.
I knew the timelines, but I'd never thought about it like that. I mean, like I said, it guarantees all of those protections. Mm-hmm. And the thought of moving it to the Health Resource Service Administration, what does that mean for service delivery, accountability, supports? Maybe nothing. Maybe everything stays the same.
Right?
Maybe
don't know.
Everything. But that's the
change.
Thank you. Yeah. That is the whole point of this conversation is I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you know this about me, but maybe some of the listeners don't. I hate not knowing.
She really does. I can't.
I hate not knowing what's coming next. I hate not being able to plan and prepare. And I know that a lot of people feel like nothing will change. And that's wonderful.
And that's hopeful.
Hopeful. Yeah, I hope
sure.
that. So I guess what I'm saying is if there are people out there listening right now who feel the way I do about not being the best at navigating change,
mm-hmm.
and uncertainty, I have some thoughts.
Okay.
That I wanted to share, but I wanted you to know where I was coming from when I was talking about this. It's not about Trump. It's not about Biden, left, right,
we're not
up, down, sideways. No. It's not about that. It's about, I don't know what could possibly happen to my child and his supports if you're having these larger conversations about disbanding things.
Yeah. And you should be really, we've transparent that we've had families reach out with these very, and that's kind of why we're bringing that to you guys today.
Exactly.
Because we had these families have these conversations.
Twice this week, someone has asked me, what does this mean for my child if the Department of Education is dissolved?
Yeah.
And I said, that's a great question. Let me think about it for a second.
And that's hard for us in our role as the Parent Training Information Center because we want to give families answers. And for us to say we don't know is hard.
Yeah,
it's
gross for me to say. And it's gross for me to feel because I really don't know.
Yeah.
And I know that there are people who are overwhelmed by TikTok, overwhelmed by the news, overwhelmed. Oh, I am. But I'm also talking about the other people in my life who are like, I can't handle one more thing. Yeah. Don't talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. I'm apolitical at this point.
Yep.
So we don't have answers yet. That's the hardest part. But the thing about uncertainty is that it forces us to think about what matters most and how we can protect it.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is when you're thinking about what you don't know, you can only think about the things that you can control mm-hmm. and what you don't know. So here are my thoughts. Yeah. Stay informed, but don't overwhelm yourself.
Yep.
So knowledge is power. But too much information can be overwhelming. So pick sources that you like and update yourself when you can. But I hope that if the people who are like, I can't handle one more thing, I hope they've already turned the podcast off. I hope they're already like, I'd rather listen to clean out the back of my car. I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
Then listen to this. So if this is too much for you, please turn it off. And then take action where you can and when you can. If there's something you want to take action about. So if you write letters, give testimony.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Kind of pick something that you feel that you could be in control of and you
share stories yeah. about how this has impacted you. Much like the this can be this whole I don't know what's happening. There's so much uncertainty. Excuse me. Can be applied to the families as paid caregivers.
Oh, yeah.
Is it happening?
Is it not? What do we do? How do we share a story? Yeah, I agree.
So, it applies to that too. Focus on your circle of control. So, I, Allison, can't control federal decisions, but I do have the ability to provide testimony in my local community. I can volunteer at my school.
Yep.
I can attend school board meetings. I can continue to support the families that call in and ask these questions and say, hey, I'm right here with you. I know it's hard. I don't know what's going to happen next either. Do what you can, when you can, where you can. And I always love, whenever I think about this, I always love that Mr. Rogers, when he's talking about how his mom always told him to look for the helpers.
Yes.
So whenever things get overwhelming,
yeah,
step back and look for a helper. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, you know.
That's some dang good advice right there, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Mr. Rogers. Lean on your community. Lean on your friends. If you don't want to watch TikTok anymore, tell your annoying friend to quit sending you TikToks. Maybe she'll listen. Maybe she won't. You never know.
I know, but it's fine.
And most importantly, take care of yourself. You are no use to anybody if you're not taking care of yourself, right?
Right.
Drink your water.
Right. I guess the whole self-care thing is getting kind of overdone. It's like, what do you need to do to just get from breakfast to bedtime, right? If you need to put your head in the sand and tune it out for a little bit, do that. Do what's best for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Because I've had to put my head in the sand and really kind of just focus on my family and just focus on getting from breakfast to bedtime.
And you feel so much better when
I feel
you do
so
that,
much
right?
better. So much better. And I am starting to slowly start opening up again. But I had to. I had to close off for a little bit.
Because change always feels like a threat.
Yeah.
If you view it that way, but it can also be an opportunity.
Yeah. There you go. What a good soundbite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be here all week. Actually, I'll be here till 5 because it's Friday.
Oh,
but
yeah.
And then I won't be here on Monday because it's a holiday.
Oh, that's right.
But I just wanted to say that because it applies to a lot of things that are happening right now, because the legislative season is always hard mm-hmm. and things are introduced and then things are taken away. And this personal care conversation that we're having in our state and even new administration changes, there's a lot of things happening. And I know that some people are so excited for the change. Some people are not excited. No matter what, it's still change. Mm-hmm. And when you're an individual who struggles with change, it's like,
it can seem like the end of the world.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of this sweet adult who his trash day got moved.
Oh.
From Friday to Wednesday.
Oh, damn.
And this guy is like, he's calling the city. And in his home, they had referred to it as like cute Cute Friday or something. Mm-hmm. And he's on the phone and he's like, I want Cute Friday. I don't want Cute Wednesday. And the mom had called the city in advance to let them know that her son would be calling to voice his opinion. And what I love is that she encouraged him. You call your city, you call your local officials, you make your voice heard, but just know that it might not change.
And that's good to preface it that way.
And so he did.
Exercise rights. And yeah.
I want Cute Friday back.
Oh.
And she said, I am so sorry. I hear that you want to move to Trash Day. But right now, this is what we've decided is best for our community. And we voted on it. And he very, 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 very slowly navigated through that change.
So we can all do it.
I know. I love that. I'm going to show you that TikTok. See, again, she wants to be off TikTok. And I'm like, let me show you this video.
I'm slowly coming around.
You're slow.
I got to get my algorithm where I want it. I got to get it removed.
Well, I don't know who ruined it.
It's weird. I don't know. It's like that person in the office next to me. But I think at the end of the day, all of that is really important, that change is hard, no matter what change is.
Yeah.
Whether it's at the state level, the federal level, the local level. I mean, even some of our school districts are having a lot of change. We saw change at the beginning of the year with different, you know.
In Nampa.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Redrawing of some district lines and changing of schools and programs. So change is inevitable. I know that.
I don't like it though.
I know.
And it's so weird to voice that opinion out loud, because there is sometimes when change goes the exact way I want it to go. And then I'm like, but did we really have to do it so fast? And it's like, am I ever going to make you happy?
No.
And I guess the short answer is no.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I think any kind of change just immediately like sends my hackles up. And I'm like, I can't.
Well...
But I can.
You can.
I can.
Yep.
And I will.
You will.
And if you have any questions about it, you can call IPOL and we will share with you all of the updated information. Yep.
We're all navigating this together.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, everyone out there, for listening in. And know that if you are in Idaho or planning on moving to Idaho and have questions on systems or services for children with disabilities, please consider reaching out to us on our website at IPULIdaho, that's IPULIdaho.org, or by calling us at 208-342-5884. Be sure to tune in next time. Until then, this has been Unlimited Parenting.
Thanks for listening!